Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the Confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
I can't say that back in 1994 when Major League Baseball players went on strike, I was particularly worried. I wasn't much of a baseball fan back then, so I can't say I really cared about it, but some people really did. Well, the players and the owners cared, didn't they? And a lot of fans really cared. We're going to be talking here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon with someone who was much younger at the time, as all of us were, but really, really cared. He was on his knees about the baseball strike and what he learned about prayer. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, October the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Michael Schmidt joins us for the first half hour. We'll talk about prayer. A little bit later, Pastor Lucas Woodford will be with us. He's a regular guest. We're going to review a popular book written by a missional leader calling for the church to become missional, congregation by congregation, changing your church to be missional. What does that word mean, missional? Is it even a word? I guess it is now. We're stuck with it. What does it mean, and does it fit within the theology of the Reformation? In the second hour of the program, Sarah Pulliam Bailey joins us. Her last interview with us from GetReligion.org. She's taking a new position in New York City. We'll talk about media coverage of religion. Then Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn will join us. We will compare the church with the parachurch. In some cases, the parachurch has taken over for the church. That's the lineup on this Friday afternoon. Pastor Michael Schmidt is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Natoma, Kansas, and he is author of an article in the latest issue of Higher Things magazine titled Baseball and Prayer. Michael, welcome to Issues Etc.
Glad to be here.
What were you doing during the 1994 baseball player strike, or leading up to it and then during it? What were you doing?
Well, I was watching the games and then also watching the news nightly and reading the papers daily as they came out, and the prospects of a strike became greater and greater. The odds of a resolution, short-term or long-term, became less and less. And I was praying nightly that somehow this sort of impossible situation would somehow be resolved, that God would intercede, somehow bring them together, bring these two parties of the players and the owners together and find a resolution.
So am I right to picture you, little, not then pastor, but little Michael Schmidt, on your knees nightly praying about Major League Baseball?
Yeah, that's 12 years old. That was pretty much the world, was baseball.
So in the course of that, some people would look back on that and say, well, that was so trivial. That was something that obviously a 12-year-old kid would think was big and important. And it was to you, obviously was to the players and the owners as well. What did you learn about praying and prayer as you look back on it?
Well, I guess I learned how to pray. That would be the first thing is, you know, prayer started out pretty simple, pretty short, like, "Dear God, please bring a resolution." And then they sort of grew in length. They became the form more of the traditional form that we see in congregations, the five parts of the collect. They sort of took on that form. It's kind of learning to pray on a crash course. not really knowing how to do it, having seen others do it, and then sort of taking it on myself to pray and for this issue that, looking back, it does seem pretty trivial to pray for this. There's obviously other things in the world besides baseball, other things to do, other things to watch. But that was the issue of the day, and that was what I was concerned about.
Now, I take it from the way you tell the story that you were pretty desperate about this, and you had given up all hope of a human resolution to this conflict that did eventually lead to the long strike and basically trashing almost two seasons of baseball. You say it taught you that when you're praying, you're placing all of your trust in God alone. What do you mean by that?
Well, the human solutions were not working. The solutions there at the time were not working. I remember they were at the White House with President Clinton, and that didn't work. So it seemed nothing else on earth was working. So the only one who could intercede, the only one who could bring the resolution about was God. He was the one who had the power, the authority. He was the one who could bring about the resolution and resolve the issue. So that was really placing trust in him, going to him, saying, God, it's all up to you now.
Now, you just mentioned that it taught you how to pray. In a sense, you kind of, by default, adopted the form of prayer that is common in the church's prayers, the collects. What is that form? Why is it so useful?
Well, the five parts are sort of an introduction, Dear God, sort of as you're writing a letter, Dear God, this is who we're addressing. And then sort of reminding him what he's done in the past. In the past, you have done these great and glorious things. You have brought resolutions about to problems in the past that seemingly had no human resolution, no human possibility to them. And then to say, well, we have that situation again. We have that issue here today. Here is the issue. And if you bring about this resolution, here's the desired result. Here's the outcome that we're looking for. And then to close it with, just in Jesus' name, amen.
You say it also got you into the habit of praying, and this is something that bedevils all Christians, young and old, the actual daily form of prayer. Talk about the habit of prayer and how you were taught that by this experience.
Yeah, I guess prior to this, prayer was just kind of that thing you pulled out in special occasions. You pulled it out for meals, you pulled it out in emergency situations, but it wasn't something that was daily. It wasn't something that happened every single day. And that's kind of how it started. It started as an emergency situation. Just pulled it out and said, here's the emergency, here's what we need. And then wait a couple days and then maybe do it again. But I guess the situation became more dire as other needs arose, certainly. Then it became more of a nightly habit, okay, we can't skip tonight because we got to pray for this thing also. We got to pray for this situation as well. We got to add these other things in. So it became not just occasional, it became more of a daily thing and just sort of continued on from there. It didn't really stop.
So in a sense, kind of learning what it means when the apostle talks about praying without ceasing.
Yeah, praying without ceasing, constantly pestering God, saying, God, I know you heard this before, but you're going to hear it again. Here's what we're looking for here.
Finally, you say that this experience as a child praying about the Major League Baseball strike taught you to both understand and to accept God's answers, whatever they may be. What do you mean by that, with about a minute or so?
Sure. The answer I was looking for was obviously, yes, here's the resolution you want. And the answer I got was no, that there was a strike, there was an inner break in the action. And so it taught me to, you know what, God is bringing about something greater here, where it's not happening the way you want it, but God has a plan here. And sort of broke that addiction a little while to baseball and sort of taught me the general prayer of accepting God's answers, looking for his answers in those prayers, looking for how he was bringing about that solution.
You say that one of the most remarkable things about it is that here's this little kid in his pajamas on his knees praying about baseball. We mentioned before, might be viewed by many as a trivial thing, but the one who is hearing your prayers didn't hold your selfishness, your childishness against you. About a minute to explain what that means.
Yeah, I mean, God hears the prayers of all people. He hears the prayers of the very young. He hears the prayers of the very old. And certainly I did not have the probably the purest of intentions, the purest of hearts in going to him with those prayers, but he heard them nonetheless. He heard that prayer. He heard my cries to him and asking him. And he hears sort of the confidence that we have in that he heard my prayers in that situation. It's the confidence we can all have in that he'll hear our prayers in every situation, that we can go to him with our sins upon us, and he will hear our prayers as his children. As his children, we approach him, and he has promised to hear those prayers and to answer them according to his will.
Pastor Michael Schmidt is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Natoma, Kansas, and he's authored an article in the latest Higher Things magazine titled Baseball and Prayer. You can read this article at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Schmidt, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
When we come back from this break, we're going to be spending some time with Pastor Lucas Woodford. He has been on the program several times, very insightful on understanding the latest movements in the church, in particular those movements that are labeled as missional. Well, there's a book, you probably heard about it, your pastor may have pushed it with you, maybe the church hierarchy has been recommending it to you, called Shaped by God's Heart, The Passion and Practices of Missional Churches. What does that word missional mean? What does it actually mean when it's played out in the life of congregations? We'll answer that question. Take a look at that book with Pastor Lucas Woodford right after this. Stay tuned. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is a 4-CD set of all the hymns, ballads, and chants composed and authored by Martin Luther. It's titled Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth. Find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Listen to A Mighty Fortress, From Heaven Above, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, and 36 other recordings in Martin Luther, Hymns, Ballads, Chants, Truth.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24. Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.